This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. A lot to talk about. Jay Billis, the Get Off My Lawn guy from ESPN, will join us. Also go out to the Combine. The NFL is full speed ahead for an 18-game schedule. Not a question of if, but when that is going to happen. And I do think they're going to modify, or at least try to, the kickoff. I have that for you coming up. Mike Florio will join us coming up a little bit later on. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. And download the app if you haven't done so. You can watch this program and our radio affiliates. We're over 400 cities now in America. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And the first hour brought to you by TireRack.com. You need tires? They've got them for you. May not need them now, but when you do, TireRack.com. Full lineup of Bridgestone tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler sitting by. Take your phone calls as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. I want to start out with the loss of Chris Mortensen, a former co-worker of mine during my 18 years at ESPN. And Peter King, Chris Mortensen, Mel Kiper, they made the NFL 365 because Mel would have his drafts. You had Peter always, you know, covering the sport year-round, Chris Mortensen breaking news year-round. So we were very fortunate that, and the NFL very fortunate, that you had these people covering the sport and making it a year-round job. And Mort is, well, was one of the most professional people I ever met. And I remember saying this to one of our bosses at ESPN. We were waiting for a second source on something. Mort had reported something. We were waiting for a second source. And I said to my boss, we don't need one. Mort's reporting it. And it turned out that it was true what Mort was reporting. But I had so much confidence in Mort whenever he had a story. And he was fun to be around. There was no ego around Chris Mortensen. He loved the sport. He appreciated the sport. If he gave you his word, then that meant everything to him. And to be able to have him on the show, whether it's SportsCenter or radio, he was always available. Always made himself available because he knew it was for the betterment of the sport, but also for ESPN. And when it came to breaking news, Chris Mortensen was the guy. And a great reporter as well. Had stopped at a few newspapers, but when we got him at ESPN, you know, I give credit to John Walsh, who is my former boss. He understood what the content part of the business was all about. You can show highlights, but you had to break news. Brought in Peter Gammons, had Chris Mortensen. You had people who could, you know, change the sport by telling you something was going to happen before anybody else. And it became must-see TV. But Chris Mortensen, good man. Good man. Great reporter. And passing away over the weekend. All right. Poll question. What do we have, Seton? What are we going to start with, hour one?
Well, we could start with women's college basketball.
Okay.
we could say women's college basketball has had a moment or changed forever?
Well, I look at this and I wonder, is it a moment or is it a movement?
Right.
Because the moment is Caitlin Clark. This year, the last 2 years has been Caitlin Clark. It's a moment. But how does the sport build upon that? Is it just based off Caitlin Clark? Is there Caitlin Clark's, you know, who will follow? Just like Steph Curry. There have been players who are trying to emulate Steph Curry. You know, we're still not there yet if we ever get there. But with Caitlin Clark now leaving college basketball and going to the WNBA, does she bring the movement to the WNBA? And this would be a concern. I would love to see that we get to the moment, we get to the point that women are leaving early for the WNBA, but they're leaving because they can make as much, if not more, money. They should be, but that's not the case with NIL, these collectives. Caitlin Clark had all of these endorsements here, but I'm wondering if somebody's going to break her record, then they have to stay 4 years to break her record. If somebody is averaging 30 a game, are we going to get to the point where they go, I can make more money in the WNBA? That's really, I think, the key. What I'll watch with Caitlin Clark, does the NBA grow? WNBA grow? Because college basketball, you know, we have the same storylines. You have these players who are staying 3 years or 4 years. You have great coaches. You have great teams. You have great traditions. But is it a moment? Does this make the sport bigger? Does it make it better? Does it make it more lucrative? Those are things. And it's not fair to put that on her, but she is sort of the battering ram here if we're able to have that translate to the WNBA. Is it a moment or is it a movement? All right, what else do you have, Seton?
Yeah, it's because it's interesting. Some people get so big that they, and you know, she's kind of hit that, Caitlin Clark has hit that point maybe where she's just so gigantic that she is the whole movement.
Yeah, she's Taylor Swift right now. As Holly Rose said to us last week, she's Taylor Swift. But I do think once guys start defending, like, hey, but she's not Pete Maravich, like, now you know that she's hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dudes
first
would be
of
like,
all, Pete did it in 3 years,
yes,
okay?
Yeah.
So just...
And I've heard the arguments. I've actually got into the arguments. And I said, look, I was able to see Pete play. I appreciate Pete. Love Pete. He took 42 shots per game. Caitlin Clark takes 22. Yes, Pete didn't have the three-point shot. If you said, I'll give Pete the three-point shot, but I'll give Caitlin 42 shots per game. Okay, then maybe have a discussion there. But I do like that guys get a little protective there. And nobody loved Pete more than I did. But still, what Caitlin's doing is amazing. It's selling out places, going from city to city, and it's must-see TV. You know, the fact that Fox or ESPN, they're showing this. Yesterday afternoon, got Gus Johnson calling the game. You got Travis Scott there. Celebrities are there. Maya Moore came out to see her. Nolan Ryan came out to see her. I mean, this is a big deal. I just don't know if it's just a big deal now and then it's not a big deal. And who is the next? Who are the next players? Juju Watkins at USC. She shoots more than Caitlin Clark does, just barely. She's a freshman. Is she going to stay 4 years? Or is she going to say, there's no reason to go to the WNBA to make $250,000 where I can make $500,000 at USC? That's what this moment is facing. But, like, you know, men's college basketball, there's no temperature there. I mean, there's some good teams. I think UConn's a wonderful team to watch. They're not a traditional exciting team, and you know, with today's three-point shot, and they're a really good team. But they, you know, do they have name recognition? Any stars? You know, any NBA first rounders? Maybe, but they're just a really good team. Purdue, Zach Edey, okay, but you know, tell me five really good basketball players for men. And if you don't cover the sport, like there's nobody that's kind of stepping out and transcending the sport where you go, I got to watch that guy. We have that with Caitlin Clark. You've had that with UConn women's basketball teams. Diana Taurasi is my favorite one of my favorite basketball players and my favorite women's basketball player of all time. I loved watching her play. And there is, I'm glad that we're getting eyeballs on the women's sport as well, because now you're seeing how they play, how they shoot. It's more of basketball. There's movement. By the way, Caitlin Clark's passing, she would be one of the greats of all time by just her passing. She's wonderful. And, you know, it's one of those where there's certain players that they're so creative, so good that their teammates can't keep up with it. Like, they don't see what that person sees. And then sometimes you get hit in the head. You know? Maravich would always, they just never knew where it was coming from. But, you know, if Pete threw it to you, chances are you might not see it and get hit in the head. And Caitlin Clark, you know, to be a team player, you have to be selfish to be that good a scorer. You just do. Every single night, you have to shoot at least 22 times. You have to get those shots. But she also found time to be, you know, somebody who had 1,000 assists in her career. But I do wonder where we go after this with the sport, whether it's college or whether it's the WNBA. What else do you have, Seton?
We can shift over to the combine if you want. J.J. McCarthy, ..
Oh, man.
Should get credit for going to the combine or had to go to the combine?
Okay. You don't get credit for going to the combine.
Some people do.
Well, you can get credit for working out at the combine, I guess.
Yeah.
But it felt like...
I didn't mean like just being in
attendance. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'll change it to working out at the combine.
Hey, J.J. McCarthy.
He was just sitting in the stands. I didn't mean it like that.
Got to give him credit. Yeah. I talked to a source over the weekend who was at the combine. And I said, just help me out with J.J. McCarthy. Because it just feels like now all of a sudden we're being inundated with, oh my God, J.J. McCarthy's moving up the draft board. And maybe he is. And maybe he'll be a top 10 pick. Still feels like it's either the Vikings or the Broncos who are going to take him. But that's just obviously speculation with mock drafts. But I'm watching and I'm going, okay. And then I hear this, well, he's a dual threat. No, he's not. If I looked at his total yards for his career at Michigan, Jaden Daniels rushed for more yards this year at LSU than J.J. McCarthy did in his entire career.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paulie?
It was funny to watch the coverage, NFL Network's coverage this week, when J.J. McCarthy got out there, they unveiled the measurables, and Peter Schrager's like, you know, he's taller than what we thought. He goes, he is taller than what we thought. And they all go, you know what? He was listed at 207 pounds on the roster this year. He weighed in at 221. That's a great sign. They were like oohing and aahing about it, but I think he suffers from almost like a baby face syndrome. He looks very, very young.
He could be Zach Wilson's younger brother.
That's exactly where I was going. I think he's going to have some of that Zach Wilson looks the star, you know, the WB star quarterback part. But, you know, he's bigger and stronger than what we thought.
Yeah, I don't get it. But then, you know, Sean Payton may see something like, oh, wow, this translates. Or if the Vikings lose Kirk Cousins, then maybe they take J.J. McCarthy. And maybe he's going to be a great quarterback. Yeah. I mean, the draft is littered with, man, I thought that guy was going to be really good, too. Nobody saw that. Yes, Paul.
Don't forget, it's Hand Size Tuesday. Oh. Almost all the numbers are in on quarterback hand measurements.
Oh, my God.
Plan accordingly.
Oh, no.
Take the day off if you have to.
Okay. All right. So there's already some numbers trickling in on hand size?
I've got all the hand sizes already, but I'd like to confirm with second sources because we're journalists.
Okay, of course
we don't want to besmirch anyone's hands.
No. Sorry, Marvin.
It's too early for all this.
Take the day off tomorrow, Marv.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, were you waving goodbye? I didn't see your hand there. See ya.
No breeze from it either.
All righty. So we'll come up with a poll question here. LeBron hits 40,000 points.
Oh.
Okay. Like, it's interesting with, you know, he's just adding to his total, whereas Caitlin Clark actually surpassed a number. And that's kind of the difference. You can't really, I mean, do you celebrate 40,000 just because it's a round number? We love to do that. Yeah, you got 40,000. Okay. If you got to 39,999, nope, can't celebrate 40,000. But Caitlin Clark surpasses Pete Maravich, therefore, we do have an accomplishment. Like, she surpassed somebody. I love that Lynette Woodard was honored there as well. I thought that was wonderful. I'm glad that people have recognized and realized, you know, some of the other players before Caitlin Clark. And I think that's what's been great about this. There are probably people who were 40 years or younger had no idea about Pete Maravich. Like, he was, you know, the mythological, where you go, yeah, I heard about this Maravich guy. He averaged 44 a game. Golly. And then all of a sudden you see the highlights and you go, and I talked to a friend of mine who covers the NBA, and we were talking about Maravich. We're around the same age. And he agrees with me. We were talking about how Pete scored so much that he got bored by it because there was nothing he could do where you go, oh, Pete had 52, and be like, yeah. I remember when Pete had 68 against the Knicks without a three-point shot. And he did it in a way that, I mean, he should have had 80. And there's no three-point shot. Yes, Marv.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm a little deaf in this ear. I thought you said 68.
He had 68 against the Knicks.
With no three-point line?
Yeah.
Was that on Walt Frazier, probably?
Walt Frazier, Dean Memminger, and I think there was a guy named Henry Bacon, maybe out of Louisville. I think those were the three guys who guarded him. But I think he had 68 against the Knicks. And if you watch the game, you're going, oh, my God. Like, he missed some easy shots. He should have had 80. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Maravich in that game, I got the box score, 26 of 43 from the field, 16 of 19 from the free throw line, 68 points, 6 assists. He faced Bob McAdoo, Earl Monroe, Tom McMillan, Walt Frazier, and Bill Bradley, and Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Amongst the people he faced.
Yeah. He's 68. And leave it to me, when Walt Frazier went into the Basketball Hall of Fame, I talked to Walt Frazier, and one of the things I said, you know, because he was a great defensive player, and I said, how could you give up 68 to Maravich? And he goes, I didn't guard him the whole time. Like, it's his weekend, and I'm ruining it because I'm bringing up, how could you let him score 68 on you guys? You guys played great defense. Yeah, Paulie.
Just to work in a Michael Jordan mention, Michael's best game ever scoring was 69 points. He had 2 3-pointers in that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only 2.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here? Mike Evans. Got some Mike Evans news. Got some Mike Evans news.
I've been waiting for that.
Oh, well, future Hall of Famer, Mike Evans. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Jay Billis set to join us as well. We'll take a break. Just getting started here. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Before we get to Jay Billis, this in from NFL Network, Mike Evans, $52 million over 2 years to stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's great. If I'm Baker Mayfield, that certainly would help me with my decision if you get an offer that's comparable with another team. Atlanta is a team to keep an eye on. Also, the Patriots for Baker Mayfield. This is just chatter out of the combine. It could be motivated by, you know, Baker's representatives of, hey, if the Buccaneers aren't going to pay, there's other teams that could be interested. All right, let's get to Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst, and the recipient of the Kurt Gowdy Award from the Basketball Hall of Fame. What was that day like in 2016 when you got that?
It was awesome. You don't often hear my name associated with any sort of hall or fame or anything. So it was fantastic. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, good. Speaking of great, what's more impressive to you, Caitlin Clark, what she did in her career, or LeBron getting to 40,000 points?
Wow. I don't, that's a difficult comparison. They're both amazing. And that kind of brings up an interesting point, is almost our need to go away from celebrating the accomplishment and then, you know, try to put it in a different context. Like when Tiger Woods wins the Masters, we don't say who's better, Tiger or Jack, you know, when he's getting the green jacket put on him. But we seem to do that for some reason now. I don't know what the greater accomplishment was. All I know, Dan, is Caitlin Clark is a supernova, the likes of which we've never seen, certainly in women's basketball and arguably in college basketball, period. And it has been amazing to see her fill all these arenas and to play the way she plays, to play with that kind of joy, which I think is an additive to just her scoring. And then one thing that gets overlooked a little bit, maybe not by some of the basketball experts that cover games, but she's an extraordinary passer. There's no other scorer that I know of on that list of the greatest scorers in women's basketball and even men's that is as high up on the assist level as she is. I mean, she's a magnificent passer in addition to being an unbelievable scorer.
Yeah, and I wonder if it translates to the WNBA. Like, is this a moment or is this a movement where maybe the WNBA starts to get more recognition? And that's not fair to say to her, hey, you got to be the person who's going to lift up the WNBA after you did this for college basketball. But I wonder, how does the WNBA benefit from this, aside from, you know, Caitlin playing in Indiana?
I think the WNBA will benefit from having all those eyeballs going toward her and then the eyeballs catching how much great play there is aside from her. I mean, it's a spotlight that'll illuminate a lot more than just her. So there's nothing but pluses there. You know, we had an interesting conversation about Caitlin Clark a few weeks ago on College Game Day where there was the point made, can you really call her great if she hasn't won a championship yet, even though I was in the championship game last year against LSU? And it sort of brought up the idea of, it is a fair discussion, who's the greatest women's player of all time, just like it is who's the greatest, like Pete Maravich was the all-time leading scorer, but I wouldn't say he was the greatest player ever in men's college basketball. So those are good discussions, but we don't, you know, it's like the nuance gets lost in the accomplishment. Like, her accomplishment is fact. Like, there's no debate. She's the greatest scorer in Division I history. Now, there is a discussion about, you know, whether these records, you know, there's a woman named Pearl Moore who scored over 4,000 points before the NCAA was started for women's basketball. You know, she played at Francis Mary in South Carolina, played for Sylvia Hatchell, who later became the head coach at North Carolina. And why doesn't the NCAA, recognize those records, recognize Lynette Woodard's records? Lynette Woodard played at Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she played at some tiny little college that didn't play against anybody. So those are other sort of nuanced discussions that we seem incapable of having while the record was just broken.
Okay, so how do you quantify her career? Jay Williams, you know, your teammate on College Game Day, he's the one that said, can't call her great, she hadn't won titles. So,
yeah, I differed with it at the time. I think great and greatest are two different discussions. And I think it is a fair discussion to say, was Diana Taurasi the better player, or was Cheryl Miller the better player? We can have those discussions, but nothing gets accomplished there, because those are fun barroom discussions. Just like, you know, we can sit and talk about the greatest golfer, and we're going to argue over Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, and somebody's going to say, hey, 18 versus 15, end of discussion. And it's a little more nuanced than that too. But at the end of that discussion, what's really accomplished? Because, you know, Pete Maravich, you could say, well, wait a minute, Pete Maravich only played 3 years. He didn't have a 3-point shot. He did play in a segregated SEC where there were only white guys playing. But at the same time, he averaged 44 points a game for his career. So when we argue about greatest scorer, you know, that's a nuanced part of the discussion. But, you know, you ultimately circle back to one thing there's no discussion about is Caitlin Clark of Iowa has scored more points than anyone that has played Division I college basketball. That's a fact.
I love that we're even getting into these kind of conversations, because, you know, when Kelsey Plum was doing what she was doing, we weren't saying, yeah, well, but she's not Pete Maravich. Now, when you have a nickname of, you know, Ponytail Pete, or, you know, what her nickname was in high school, now she surpasses him on the all-time scoring record. But I could look at Breonna Stewart as the greatest women's college basketball player of all time. Like, 4 years, four titles, and MVP in those four. I mean, you can't do any better than that.
That's right. And, you know, you could bring up Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it does not, when we're discussing the best player ever in the NBA, for some reason, he's not brought up as early as a person like me thinks he should be. But again, those are just subjective barroom discussions that are media discussions that are great. They're fun. But Caitlin Clark's presence and what she has done to elevate the game, to your point about Kelsey Plum, we didn't pay as much attention to Kelsey Plum's records. And we're paying more attention now because of how she and others, it's not just her, but she's been the lead dog in this, has elevated the college game.
He's Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst, and a nominee for the Get Off My Lawn guy after the court storming. I took a little abuse.
I prefer old man yelling at clouds, frankly.
Okay. You took a couple of slings and arrows there, but you held your own a little bit. Did it hurt?
No, because it's another thing where nuance gets lost. Like, the whole discussion was the NCAA or the institutions or the conferences, they're not going to do anything about this anyway. And they say they can't, you know, experts tell them that they can't stop it because it would cause more problems. They could stop it tomorrow if they wanted. And obviously, detaining people and giving them citations like you would on the side of a road, give somebody a ticket, is more to the extreme side. I mean, they could hire way more security, but that's going to cost them way more money. Yeah. And you could stop it tomorrow if you wanted to. They don't want to, and that's okay. And I'm not trying to talk anybody out of loving it. I mean, there have been times in my career, Dan, where I thought it was fine. But then you see when I was at NC State, when they had a court storming and there were people that got hurt. And you're just asking yourself, well, is it worth it? And for some people, like fans, seem to think they're entitled to it. But I raised a point on a show called Pardon My Take about Kansas. You know, they were talking about passion, if I remember right. Like, it shows the passion of the fans, the court storming. And, like, it's after the game's over. It's great. It's a great celebration. But the passion is shown, in my view, during the game.
Yeah.
And there's no better place than Kansas, and they don't have any court stormings. And it shows and I think the response was, well, they don't storm the court because they win all the time. I mean, that's not the point I was making. But, you know, sometimes nuance gets lost. That's okay. That's what we do.
Yeah, I understand it. And I was there at the mothership. We glamorized this. Championship week. Everybody wanted to be on TV. Now you got kids who want to be, you know, on TikTok while they go on the court. You know, hey, what could go wrong here? So I just said, if you can get the police, surround the team, let the teams know, hey, this is going to happen at the end of the game. You'll get police to get the basketball team off the floor. I mean, you have to ensure the safety of that opposing basketball team. That's imperative. The students, that's going to be on the university.
Right. No, I agree with all of that. But just when you start talking about, okay, now we have to have a police presence to protect the players because we're accepting that this is going to happen. And we have rules in place at these conferences that it shouldn't happen. So it's prohibited, but there's a nod and a wink that we're going to allow it and just protect the players. And look, I get all of it. Everybody wants to show that they're passionate. Part of this is for recruiting. Part of it's for marketing. And look, I'm not saying that we're evil because we show it, but we can't like sit here and rail, this is wrong when we do it.
Yeah.
You know, we're part of it that way. It doesn't mean that it's this horrible thing that everybody needs to be called on the carpet, but you know, we need to acknowledge that we glorify it or certainly use it to our benefit.
How much of a concern is it for you that the regular season, men's regular season, kind of lacks those big games, big moments? You know, March Madness stands alone. We don't even know the players, but we still watch because you're able to do your brackets. You know, the casual fan is not aware. What can college basketball do, in your opinion, to make these regular season games maybe more must-see TV?
Well, for a significant segment of the viewers' population, it is must-see TV. The ratings prove it. Like, it's not like our ratings are going down. That's not happening. And I get it. Like, we've become a football culture.
Yeah.
And so at all these different media companies, yours included, you cover football more than anything else. And you cover basketball more when we get toward the NCAA tournament. And that's fine. Like, my phone is a great example of it. Like, my phone rings off the hook for interviews from now until April, the middle of April. It doesn't ring as much during the regular season. It used to ring a lot more. That's because football is dominating that space. And it's dominating that space at my company. I think it is at yours. You look everywhere else, that's just the way it is. That's more popular. Like, we're into analytics too. And we know what people watch more than other things. I think at ESPN, I think this is right. We have more college basketball games on the air than anything else. Way more than NFL games. I mean, it's not even close. But we cover the NFL at a much higher rate, including during the offseason, at a much higher rate than anything else. And that's business. So I'm not concerned about it at all. It's fine with me. You just have to deal with it. But you know, coverage, how do you get coverage? The most I'm ever called is when somebody in college basketball during the regular season does something stupid. There's that court storming thing. It has very little to do with the play on the floor or the players or the coaches. It's really about controversy. But that's the way the media business has gone, and I'm fine with it. It's just the way it is.
But you have to admit, I mean, there's no star power in men's basketball. Like crossover star power. Like where you go, I mean, Zach Edey, all right, you can tune in. I mean, Zion 4 years ago, but, I mean, he's the exception here.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. But Caitlin Clark is the exception in the women's game. But the point is, what do you do? You have to have something like that in order to move football out for that small amount of time you get to talk about it. So I get that. I'm not concerned about it. It's not like the NBA is squeezing out football either, because it's not. And there are stars in baseball. That's not squeezing out football. You know, we've got something in football that has sort of dominated our culture, and I have no problem with it. I'm not sitting here going, hey, talk more about basketball. You know, I talk about it when it's time to talk about it. People don't want to, if they'd rather talk about football, what am I going to do? I'm not going to stop anybody.
Best team right now is who?
UConn. They're the best team. And it's kind of amazing, Dan, that they had all those losses from last year's national championship team. And relative to the field, in the last month or two, they're better against the field this year than they were against the field last year. People tend to forget that last year they were the best team in the first month and a half of the season. They rose to number two, but they were the best team. I think most of us recognized that and said so. And then they went through a lull where they lost 6 of 8 in Big East play and lost in the semifinals of their conference tournament to Marquette. But when the tournament started, there was no question. This year they're the recognized favorite, but they have competition. But because of the transfer portal, talent is more spread out. So we've seen a little more what people like to call parity in the game. And now we're saying it's going to be a wild tournament. Every time we say it's going to be a wild tournament, it's not as wild as we think. And every time we think we have it knocked, then it's wild. So I have no idea what's going to happen, and that's kind of delicious.
We'll be calling you over the next couple of weeks, Jay.
Well, you have a direct line. And you know, I really do want to thank you for having me as the Mercedes interview, because I appreciate you sending me the new Mercedes.
Yes.
Thank you. That's going to be great.
Yeah. Keep an eye out. It's going to be in the mail. Package not as big as you might expect. Just
a little matchbox.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say, you know, if it was regular size or not. You'll get your Mercedes. But thank you, Jay.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Jay Billis. Get off my lawn. Get off my court. College basketball analyst. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. Got phone calls. Settle on our poll question. We'll go to the combine coming up. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Harden deep on the right side. Norm's open. Left wing three. Rattles it in. Norman Powell with 22. Throws a pass to no man's land. Norm a steal. No one's in front. He's going to windmill it in. Norman Powell with some elevation sensation.
That's your play of the day. Brought to you by AM 570 LA Sports. Norman Powell season high 24. He was 6 of 8 from 3-point range. The rest of the Clippers, a combined 4 for 26. Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The official tire experts and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Continental tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Jay Billis will be on the call tonight on the mothership. It's Duke and NC State. We'll get to some phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. NFL free agency starts next week. And in case you missed the news about 20 minutes ago, Mike Evans is going to stay in Tampa. Two-year deal, a little more than $52 million. And we'll talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk because we're headed to an 18-game schedule. I don't think too many people will object to that. The only people who might would be the players, and that's an extra paycheck for them. I don't know what they do with a bye week, an extra bye week there, how many different countries we're going to be playing in, and I do think there'll be modifications to the kickoff. And as I said last week, I was told that if you have an onside kick or you're going to attempt it, you have to let the other team know because the way the formation is going to be, that would be the traditional formation for a kickoff as opposed to what we've had in the XFL. And we'll talk to Florio. So I think we're going to have this. I think this is a real thing on the horizon because they want to get the kickoff back into the game without having somebody have a 40-yard head start smashing into somebody. Yeah, Pauline.
I'm shocked. I'm glad you brought that up about the onside kick. The onside kick is almost impossible now without the run-up. And now you're going to both not have the run-up on the onside kick and announce that this is the play you're intending to do.
Yeah.
With lack of surprise. I mean, you go back to one of the great moments in Super Bowl history, Sean Payton with the surprise onside kick. That element is gone of the game.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of fallout from the combine as far as, you know, people are moving up, maybe somebody who's moving down. The fact that J.J. McCarthy went to the combine, he was the only one throwing, what that does for his stock. It feels like there's enough momentum that he's moving up. It just feels like there's something that's there with J.J. McCarthy. I have to admit, I don't see it. I think he's a nice quarterback, but like Bo Nix is a dual threat. Bo Nix is somebody who can hurt you with his arm and his leg. and his legs, not one leg. But J.J. McCarthy, not really that kind of quarterback, but I think he's given credit for that. Michael Penix with the medicals, I think that's the big holdup there. But, you know, there's some offensive linemen, wide receivers. Those are kind of the big standouts here. A lot of depth there at those positions. Some phone calls here. Let's start with Noah in Iowa. Hi, Noah.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling to talk about the comment you made about whether it's a movement or a moment.
Okay.
I was at my daughter's 10-year-old basketball tournament this weekend, and there was a girl there from another school who was doing everything you see Caitlin doing. She could dribble between the legs better than most teenagers can. She was shooting threes, doing the step to your left and shoot. That Caitlin does. About the only difference is that this girl was left-handed.
Okay.
So I don't think she was emulating Stephen Curry. I think she's emulating Caitlin.
Oh, I'm sure she is. But I want to know, is this a moment? Is it a movement going into the WNBA was what I said. I didn't say, is anybody emulating? I said, we might not know the true impact of Caitlin Clark for another 10 years. Where we see a wave of players who have grown up playing this style. Maybe they're, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. And then when they get their moment, we're going to be going, they were directly influenced by Caitlin Clark. Absolutely. I was wondering about what happens in the WNBA. Is that elevated? Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Dan. Well, I just wanted to kind of comment on what Jay Billis is saying. He mentioned when was the last time Kansas stormed the court. Well, Kansas stormed the field just this football season. And wait a minute, so did Duke. But Jay Billis will never understand what makes storming special. It's about the upset. It's about they think they're better than us and we beat them. And as an elitist Dukie, Jay Billis will never understand that.
Well, first of all, we're talking about football. You're talking about Kansas football, not basketball. That's what Jay was talking about. And as far as Duke, we've mentioned Duke stormed the field when they beat Clemson. Absolutely. I don't know if Jay is disavowing any knowledge of that, but yeah, we're talking about two different things here. Wes in Alabama. Let's see if we can squeeze you in here, Wes.
What's up, Dan? Hey, 6 foot, 250. Dan, I've heard about you guys talking about this court storming issue all week long, and I think you're going about it the wrong way. I don't think you can just put as many security guards and cops out there as you can, because there's going to be one guy that's going to get out there, it's going to ragdoll some 18-year-old girl, and it's going to look bad for the news. What you got to do is you got to make it a like a repercussion kind of deal. So everybody knows every arena in the nation has got 1,000 cameras. You can go through those footage after the game is over, see who stormed the court. And what you do is you penalize the students, because the students are the ones that are leading the charge down to the court.
We're running out of time. I still believe if you hire 6 to 8 police officers, get the basketball team, the opposing basketball team off the court. If you want to have students rush the court and they rush at their peril, then it's going to be on the university. But it's imperative that you get the opposing team off the basketball floor.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.